Now thou dost dismiss thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word in peace, because my eyes have seen thy salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, dear faithful, these words that I started with from our gospel today, words spoken by a great man, a holy prophet named Simeon. He, at that time, was an old man. He was a priest at the temple, and moreover, the scriptures describe him as a just and devout man, a man who lived his whole entire life abiding by God's law, lived his whole life serving our Lord selflessly, a man of constant prayer, of constant sacrifice, a man that could always be found in the temple. And he only, throughout his entire life, asked one simple favor of God. He asked that in return for all of his service, the dedication of his entire life, that he be permitted just once to lay his eyes upon the promised Redeemer of mankind. It was his constant daily prayer. It was a prayer that he offered since the very days of his youth, each and every day. And he asked it never in a spirit of pride, but rather he asked it because he longed to see our Lord. He asked it never out of a spirit of entitlement or being deserving of that great privilege, but because he loved God so much that he wanted to see him once in this life before he was able to see him in eternity. And our Lord, on his part, he loves those type of prayers. He loves the prayers of his humble servants. And he couldn't deny Simeon this one simple request. In prayer one day, the Holy Ghost enlightened him. And during that prayer, he let it be known to him by an interior movement that indeed his prayer had been answered, that one day he will lay his eyes upon the Redeemer. Well, many days passed, many years passed. But he never once, in all that time, doubted that inspiration from the Holy Ghost. He never once thought that maybe it wouldn't come to fruition. Rather, he trusted that it one day would come because God told him so. And today is that long-asked-for prayer coming to fruition. Simeon came to the temple that day. He was there to perform his duty as the priest. He was there to perform the duty of the purification and the presentation in the temple of the new babies that had passed 40 days according to the law of Moses. And he looked upon the crowd there that was waiting, and he saw many a family. He saw many a mother, many a child, yet right away he was inspired again. He knew right away that Our Lady was that chosen mother. He knew immediately that small child in her hands was the Christ child, his God, the divine infant. It wasn't one of those well-off families. It wasn't one of the prominent families, well-known. It wasn't one of the families that had means, that was able to provide and were standing there with their spotless white lambs for the Holocaust at the temple, but rather a poor family, a simple family, a humble family who could near afford just simple two turtle doves to give God. It wasn't much, but it was all they could give. And he saw right away that that was the chosen family. And he came to them. Throughout the entire crowd came right towards them. And as he approached Our Lady, she greeted him so warmly. She gave him all the reverence and honor due to his state, and right away placed the God-man into his arms. Simeon was overjoyed. Simeon's heart was touched in a way that had never been before, and those words came from his mouth. Now thou dost dismiss thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word in peace. Life had no greater pleasure than that one instant for him. And so Simeon went forward with his duty, completed the rite of the presentation in the temple, the purification and the sacrifice offered on behalf of the family in thanksgiving. And then, taking them aside, taking them to his own office, he tells them a great prophecy of sufferings to come, all about what our Lord would have to endure for the sake of man, and that Our Lady, she too, would suffer right alongside of him. And he bids them on their way. Yet there was something lacking in all of that for Simeon, because not in a way of fulfillment for his life, he could not ask for any more, but rather he felt that he needed to give something back to the Holy Family, that he needed to return the favor for so great a blessing coming upon him. And so Mary of Agreda tells us that he then had the Holy Family stay in a hotel that he provided for them, that he paid for them, in order that they could have a good night. He gave them that day as a thanksgiving for all the wonderful things that came upon him in that instant, what all of the town of Bethlehem would not give on Christmas morning. Well, that action was his last action of service of his God. That one action that nobody else saw, but it was a pure gift of joy and thanksgiving for having that moment of adoration. Because Simeon, soon there, gave up his life. And he died a peaceful death. And he became the first to usher into the bosom of Abraham and herald the coming of the Redeemer to those holy souls that waited for that fateful day. Simeon prayed his whole life just to see God. And finally he does. It wasn't until his very old age, and it wasn't in all of his glory, but rather in a veiled form of a simple, tiny child. Like Simeon, we only are able in this life to see God in a veiled form, under the veiled appearance of a piece of bread. Yet unlike Simeon, we don't have to wait our entire lives to see him. He is here to be seen whenever we want to. He's here to be adored whenever we come to this church, at every Mass, at every exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. And unlike Simeon, who received Christ merely into his arms, we can actually receive an even greater blessing by receiving him into ourselves, by uniting ourselves most intimately with him in Holy Communion. All of that is there for us, yet we have to ask ourselves where our faith stands in what we know to be true. Because that great mystery, we all have learned it. Most of us have learned it from when we were little. And we all believe it to an extent. Yet there was nothing greater that the holy men of the temple could ever do than be there for that one instant. And we ourselves allow too often, perhaps, ourselves to be distracted at times. Other engagements take our attention away from what is most important. And it's not an attack in any way, but rather it's a means of reflection for each and every one of us, because we are called a little higher. Every day we're called a little closer. Every day we're called more to towards perfection. And this wonderful feast day of the purification, it's our bridge between where we are now and where we need to go. The purification is our bridge between the joys and the wonder and the love of the feast of Christmas and Christmastide that follows it, and today being the last day of that wonderful time. And that time of Lent, a time where we reflect upon ourselves and say, I can give a little more. I can go one step closer. I can grow a little more in holiness. I just need to push myself further. And that spirit, when it comes to the Blessed Sacrament, is going to bring us more frequently, cause us to come a little earlier before Mass to prepare ourselves, cause us to stay perhaps even just a moment later to thank Him for the great blessings He has given us, cause us to take that extra moment when we happen to come to the church to stop by and make a visit, to increase our love for God in the Blessed Sacrament. And as long as we are constantly seeking to grow in this way, to grow closer to Christ in that little white host, then we will always find ourselves being drawn closer to His embrace. And as long as we are keeping Him as both the object and the answer to our prayers, then we realize that we are truly blessed by God in our lives. And just as that holy prophet, we, when we come to our end, we will be able to go in peace and confidence to God. And we will have the same words upon our lips as the holy prophet Simeon. Now thou dost dismiss thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word in peace, because my eyes have seen thy salvation. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.